A light evening snow was falling on Peoria, Illinois, as the young songwriter walked casually through the shopping plaza. Most of the stores had closed for the night, and the streets were nearly empty. The young man was finishing some last-minute Christmas shopping before he and his wife would return to their home and family in Pennsylvania. The evening air was peaceful and quiet, and the joy of Christmas filled his heart. The godly musician's feet seemed to set a calm, musical rhythm as they crunched steadily through the fluffy blanket of snow. Then he stopped. His eyes were drawn to a little girl on the sidewalk. She stood on the tips of her toes and leaned forward to peer into the glass of a storefront window. Her small, cold hands were placed flat against the pane which separated her from the warmth inside, and her nose was pressed hard against it. Tattered and well-worn, her attire bore witness to a poor home, and her ruffled, unkempt hair, framing a rosy but thin, hungry face, caused the unnoticed gentleman's heart to be drawn to her. As he began quietly to approach the child, not desiring to disturb her, he realized where her attention was focused. On the other side of the glass lay a world of toys and trinkets, all manner of trains and dolls, instruments and games, puzzles and candy, and oh, a grand emporium of goodies. But her